Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When Taiwan's new president, Lai Ching-te, was inaugurated on May 20th, he was greeted with messages of both congratulation and intimidation. The United States, along with leaders from Japan, the United Kingdom, the European Union, and others, sent congratulations to Taiwan's fifth democratically elected president. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised Lai and the Taiwan people for once again demonstrating the strength of their robust and resilient democratic system. Secretary Blinken said, "We look forward to working with President Lai and across Taiwan's political spectrum to advance our shared interests and values, deepen our long-standing unofficial relationship, and maintain peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait." However, the People's Republic of China, which regards self-governing Taiwan as a renegade province, deplored the congratulations from world leaders and sent a message of its own. Beijing launched dozens of Chinese warplanes and Navy vessels over a two-day period in a complex military exercise that modeled a blockade of Taiwan. This is the latest in an escalated campaign of threats and intimidation the PRC has conducted against Taiwan in recent years. In a statement, the United States expressed deep concern over the People's Liberation Army joint military drills in the Taiwan Strait and around Taiwan, spokesperson Matthew Miller said, using a normal routine and democratic transition as an excuse for military provocations risks escalation and erodes long-standing norms that for decades have maintained peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, which is critical for regional and global security and prosperity, and a matter of international concern. The United States rejects the PRC's attempts at intimidation. As Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder said in a statement, the U.S. Defense Department remains confident in current U.S. force posture and operations in the Indo-Pacific region with our allies and partners to safeguard peace, stability, and our national security. We have closely monitored joint military drills by the People's Liberation Army in the Taiwan Strait and around Taiwan. We have communicated our concerns both publicly and directly. The United States, he said, remains committed to its long-standing One China policy, guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, and the six assurances.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.